KFIZ News Time is 9:10, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Monday. It's July 12th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning as we kick off our number two of the program here on a Monday. And at that weekend forecast, pleased our next guest here on the show. It's Katie Grinstead with the Fond du Lac County Fair. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for stopping by. It's a busy week. What's your busy level at right now on a Monday of fair week?
Over the top. We'll just leave it at that.
But all the preparations being put in place and all the final touches being put on for the Fond du Lac County Fair. The bulk of it is the 14th through the 18th, but of course you have some events happening tomorrow, the 13th.
We do.
It's a sneak preview night, you were saying. So let's just tell people about what's happening at the fair. Obviously, I said earlier today, it didn't really sneak up on us. We knew it was coming, but it feels like oh my gosh, it's fair week already. You know? It's like it's here, and we got to get ready for all the fun. But compared to last year, things feeling a lot more like a true, traditional, normal Fond du Lac County Fair, right?
Yes. We're still asking people to use your comfort level. We'll have extra cleaning procedures, hand sanitizer, social distance if you feel, you want to. But yes, much more traditional fair.
That's definitely good to hear, and obviously a big part of the fair is the great entertainment. I know there were obviously those changes made last year, and thankfully, I think the acts that were all booked for last year are all back for this year too, right?
Correct, and that is probably one of the hardest jobs is booking the big name entertainment. So we didn't have to worry about that this year; it was all ready to go.
So let's start with the sneak preview tomorrow. What are people going to expect tomorrow for the Tuesday night entertainment at the fair?
Well, the grounds are going to open at 5. There won't be rides tomorrow night, but there'll be food, beverages, and the professional bull riding and barrel racing will be on the grandstand, so you can still purchase tickets for that. And then to kick off our 170th, it's crazy to think.
Wow, yeah.
170 years. We're going to do Horicon Bank sponsored the fireworks show that we're going to have.
Nice.
Last year it was amazing, so we're looking forward to that.
Very cool. So that's tomorrow night, so a special preview night with the bull riding, barrel racing, the fireworks. I know the fireworks show were a part of it last year, kind of a little additional thing to kind of help people celebrate in a weird year, but they're staying on this year, and then things ramp up from there once you run down some of the other entertainment that's happening this week.
Sure. Well, the fair officially kicks off Wednesday morning. Wednesday is Dollar Ride Day, sponsored by Grande Cheese, so bring the kids out and they can ride all the rides for a dollar. Freak Out is actually $2, but still pretty reasonably priced to ride the rides. A bunch of market animals show tomorrow, the pigs and beef and the dairy goats, and they all show tomorrow. We'll have entertainment in the new Bob's Pizza Wine and Beer Garden. So all week there'll be music, local acts in there. So come and relax and enjoy a glass of wine and listen to some music. Then the Liney Lodge is featuring Boogie and the Yo-Yos Wednesday night. So always a huge favorite at Fond du Lac. And then the Immel Insurance and Financial Services Truck and Tractor Pull is on the grandstands Wednesday night. So lots to see and do. Thursday is Children's Day, so bring the kids out. Lots of activities, free activities for the kids. Definitely recommend the Egg Birthing Center, which typically was in a tent. Well, this year we moved that to the rec building, so the old hockey rink. So lots of really fun educational things for the kids in there. So please come out and see that. We have music playing all throughout the day. The Roots and Boots tour, which features Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershoff, and Colin Ray. They will be on the grandstand at 8 o'clock Thursday night. Excuse me. Friday, Daughtry. Everybody's super excited about that. So they'll be playing at the Holiday Automotive Grandstand. Chris Jansen's on the grandstand on Saturday night. Saturday morning features the 5K run walk. We've got Fondy's Got Talent contest, baby crawling, free bingo all throughout the week. So just lots of things to see and do. Every day there's a wristband special. So if you kind of do the math, $20 for your kids to ride the ride for 5 hours is about $4 an hour. So pretty reasonable entertainment for that long.
Very nice. And lots of great music, too. You mentioned the 90s country, middle of the week, Daughtry, which is, you know, modern rock, modern pop rock, and then Chris Jansen, who's an up-and-comer on the country scene. So
yes, and he puts on an amazing show. Yeah. I saw him at Dodge County, and cool. It was really awesome.
Yeah, the 90s country, too, some of the older names. I feel weird saying older names because that's the music I grew up listening to in the 90s and stuff like that. But, you know, if you're into a little bit of the older stuff,
right.
That's some good stuff and something for everyone there, too. And I know Sunday there's entertainment, too.
Yep, Sunday we have the Demo Derby, sure. And there's still VIP tickets available. So if you want to get in early and save your seat, I highly recommend those tickets, as well as just music. We've got a Christian rock band playing for a little while in the Liney Lodge that day. So just lots of things to see and do.
Very cool. Anything else, any smaller parts of the fair you wanted folks to highlight? Anything that in particular folks maybe, you know, they haven't been to something in a while that they should stop by and check out this week or make plans to check out this week?
Well, I can't emphasize enough that the fair is free.
Yeah,
so, true. I mean, feel free to come out a couple days
yeah.
because, you know, it's, there's no admission into the fair. Yeah, something new, too. We're having wood carvers, chainsaw
cool.
wood carvers, and they'll do four shows a day. And then at the end of the week, we plan to auction off those items, probably via an online sort of platform. Mm-hmm. But just don't forget to check out the kids' projects. You know, we were kind of talking about the market livestock auction
yeah.
and stuff. Really, the kids continue to be the backbone of the fair. And just check out all their hard work. All of the 4-H exhibits and vendors will be in the Expo Center. So don't forget to walk through there and see all of those projects, too.
Yeah, I joked on, I think it was Behind the Badge on Friday, the market livestock auction is always a learning experience for me. I'm a city kid, so I know very little about, you know, what it takes to show a sheep, a cow, a pig. And, you know, I always, you know, kind of get, I learn something out of it, but it's always cool to see these kids that do so much hard work and
right.
see it pay off right in front of your eyes there at the market livestock auction. So that's
right.
coming up Thursday night, and we'll have, of course, our traditional broadcast on the airwaves. So that's it's pretty cool to see. You mentioned fare is free, and it's $5 a carload to park per
Correct.
Usual.
Yep. If you want to park on the grounds, it's $5 a carload. You can always can find a spot on the street. You're
sure.
welcome to park there too. But just yeah, just come on out, even if it's for lunch, or grab a beer and dinner, or
yeah.
see one of the shows. But lots to see and do.
And the fair food, always a favorite, too. Walk up and down the magnificent mile there, I guess you could call
yes.
it. And check out the delicious fair food, whether it be from one of the fair vendors or some of the local nonprofits that have their stands. You know,
right.
Steak sandwich, nachos, whatever you want, cheese curds. It's always a good time.
There's always something a little different too. Mm-hmm. Every year somebody
yeah.
comes up with something, whether it's the loaded macaroni and cheese or the deep fried Oreos or there's always something unique.
We'll see what they come up with this year for 2021. Anything else we didn't mention? If people have questions, obviously website, Facebook, best place to go for last minute details. I know we talked about the weather. If there's any like changes or cancellations, I know you guys are pretty good about putting that out on Facebook, right?
Right. And we try to keep the website as up to date as possible. If you want to get tickets, just go to our website, FondLacCountyFair.com, and there's a buy now button. Go ahead and click on that, and all those tickets are available there.
Very cool. Katie, thanks for coming in. Good luck. We'll see you out at the fair this week.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Katie Grinstead joining us from the Fond du Lac County Fair. It is.